Well, DJ Caesar, this is a Major Doug Taylor. I really want to thank you for having me on today. It's an honor to be here. I'm a psychiatric nurse practitioner with the 65th Med Brigade, and I'm the behavioral health officer there.
Okay. Hey, good afternoon, DJ. Likewise, thanks for having me here. Appreciate it. My name is Jason Webster. I'm the deputy division chaplain at 2ID, so it's just great here to talk about how we can help soldiers and their families.
Yeah, and specifically, I know you guys are here today because June is PTSD Awareness Month. And we want to make sure that we are highlighting and bringing awareness to soldiers or just any type of service member or families about PTSD, the types of help that we provide here in Korea, the type of services that chaplains can also provide for them. So I wanted to just talk a little bit about it. And Sarah, I'll let you kind of...
Yeah, I mean... Even in the name, we just so casually say PTSD, and there's a lot of misconceptions about it. So post-traumatic stress disorder, people have this concept that they have to have experienced a certain thing to have PTSD. But really, it's any traumatic event. It can be combat, but it can also be a troubled childhood, or it can be a car accident. There's no real definition or quality of the trauma. It's all up to that individual. And when we're talking about diagnoses, especially in behavioral health, really all they are is communication tools. So when I say PTSD, and if I'm talking to somebody, they got an immediate understanding of what that means. It's a certain set of symptoms that exist, a common reaction that humans have to a traumatic event. So it's a very, and especially in our society and the soldiers and in the military, it's a very charged word, but really is. It's just a communication tool. It's just so we know how to talk about what's going on with people.
So many different varieties and forms of it, and I know I want to talk a little bit about some of the resources that the behavior health meds specifically, like you guys offer and help to provide to not only soldiers but everybody within the peninsula, right? Like service members, families, DOD contractors. Like what kind of services do you all provide?
Yeah, and to your first point, it looks different in every person. The kind of key element that ties all the symptoms together is that we have a traumatic event in our life that sets off our fight or flight system. And then that constantly is being reminded of that traumatic event, and we're constantly on high alert. So that leads to like intrusive thoughts, always thinking about the trauma or trying to avoid thinking about it so you don't have those unpleasant feelings. And really treatment for that, what we need to do is kind of take that memory that you've experienced and move it away from having that power to set off your fight or flight system. And the way to do that is through talk therapy. That's really the one treatment we have for PTSD. And we have therapy here at Camp Humphreys. And for soldiers, it's through our kind of behavioral health clinics for such as 2ID with Warrior Behavior Health, or we have Jenkins Behavioral Health, or Multi-D on the fifth floor. Another thing we have that we can offer to soldiers who have been diagnosed with PTSD is an intensive outpatient program. And that's 4 weeks, and it's 3 days a week, and it's in the afternoons for about 3 hours. So we do have some quality resources to help people work through kind of what they're struggling with from what they've been through.
Now, if they aren't located here on Camp Humphreys, where can people either like check out anything online, or is there any type of like specific avenues that they can go through that maybe if they're stationed up at Camp Casey or possibly in our Daegu Area 4, what would you recommend to them?
So we do we do have behavioral health clinics at Casey, as well as believe Carol and Walker, and they can provide that touch point. As we all have in Korea here, we're always trying to meet the needs of our mission. At the very least, if you reach out to them and talk with them, they can provide those resources, whether that's maybe you don't need to talk to a therapist right now. Maybe you'll utilize the MFLAC, the Marriage Family Life Counselor, or maybe it's a spiritual distress and helping connect with the chaplain, or even some, like I said, we have that higher level of care where we can get the soldiers into that intensive outpatient program, and that the soldiers from those other outlying clinics or bases can come to Humphreys to that program as well.
Nice. So it sounds like the first step that if anybody is going through symptoms or they feel as though they need somebody to talk to, is just making that appointment, right? It's making that appointment and finding who's the best person that would be best suited to help alleviate or help walk them through that path.
Yeah, to help connect them with the right resources for where they're located.
Okay, yeah. Well, I know on our next talking break, Sarah, we're going to talk a little bit about the religious services that are offered to help combat PTSD and just... All right, this is a really long DJ name. I think it's Casey featuring Joe Boy and Kumi. And there's another name on there I still can't even read. But that was Love Nawadi. I like that song. It's a really cool song. So I have in the studio with me, I have two IDs, Major Jason Webster, the Deputy Division Chaplain, as well as 65th Meds, Major Doug Taylor, the Behavior Health Officer. And we are just talking about PTSD Awareness Month. And at the first talking break, we were talking about some of the services the behavior health offers and just those resources. But we want to switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit about the chaplain mm-hmm. services and the religious aspects or resources that can be offered. So, sir, what would you recommend as the first step if somebody is reaching out and trying to figure out through religious opportunities or through religious services or religious organizations for help?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Sergeant Harris. First thing I'd say is, number one, don't suffer in silence. Don't suffer in silence. Seek help. Search out your unit chaplain, not forgetting that they have privileged communication. They have confidentiality, so you have that freedom to go in and talk with him or her, your unit chaplain, and be able to just describe what's going on in your life and your heart. No judgment, 100% confidentiality. So don't suffer in silence. Seek out your unit chaplain for help. And just kind of some of the things that the chaplain, I think, brings to the table. And from my experience, number one, the chaplain is there to listen.
Yeah.
There's just something about listening, giving the person an opportunity space to talk. Many times, I don't know about you, Major Taylor, but I think I've sat there and just listened for 30 consecutive minutes and someone gets up and says, I feel better now.
Absolutely.
About what's going
yeah.
on. Right. Yeah. So listening is huge. And really that's a tip for anybody that's trying to help a friend out that might yeah. be struggling with PTSD or whatever may be going on. So your unit chaplain is there to listen. Mm-hmm. So listening. And secondly, you know, they're there to walk with you through the process. Sometimes you just have that sense of being alone. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably a part of
yeah.
it. Feeling alone, isolated. We know that these are diseases of despair. So your chaplain is there to walk with you through the process. And so maybe just knowing that my unit chaplain is there. Maybe I'm not seeing him today, but I'm going to see him or her tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So know when someone's there to walk with you through the process, not kind of fire and forget, but to walk with you through that process. So that's important to know that they're there for you. I know in my experience, I like to help soldiers, service members with reasonable goals. Setting short-term, reasonable, achievable goals. And sometimes, you know, we come in and we talk.
Goal, right.
Right. Sometimes I think we come yeah. in and we have a lot going on. Sometimes we need that third party or that chaplain or behavioral health officer or friend to say, hey, let's narrow this down. Let's talk about something we have agency over. Let's try to realize that there's things in our control and out of our control. What can you do right now? And to help them kind of see, maybe this is one or two steps that I can take that kind of gets me going back on the path. So that listening, walking through the process, helping them set short-term achievable
yeah.
goals, realistic, and helping them through that process. And I mean, I think the last thing that I just want to talk about is connection.
Yeah.
With 2ID, we've talked a lot about connections. We're working a lot about holistic health and fitness, spiritual readiness, talking a lot about connection, about how to repair broken connection. And so, you know, connecting with others, helping that service member, that dependent, connect with another soldier, maybe they feel comfortable with, connecting with the community through service, through the many, many community activities we know that are going on. And then I am a chaplain, I would say connecting with their community of faith.
Yeah.
Sometimes that guilt or shame from something that they've done or has happened to them. So reconnecting or connecting with that community of faith. And here on Humphreys, we have many, many religious groups. All the major religions are represented. And you can find, if you have a religion, i.e. a faith group, but even if you don't, you still have a unit chaplain and people that are there that can help you listen, walk through the process, and help with those short-term goals. So that connection, finding people you can connect with
to help you through that. Community is so
important. Yeah, community is so important through that process.
So I was gonna say, I think a lot of people get hung up around the fact that, like, oh, like, I'm not a religious person, mm-hmm. or, you know, like, I can't speak to the chaplain, or the chaplain support is not for me. But like you said, like, the chaplain is there as more than just a religious guy. They're there to help you with that connection. They're there to, like, walk with you and listen. Mm-hmm. So definitely I encourage people to take advantage of that, and if you do need to speak to someone, I agree, your chaplain is usually a really easy connect, because you see them in your formations, you know, you see them around the battalion or around the brigade or wherever you're at, and they're easy to make that connection to.
Right, absolutely. And talking about not being spiritual or not feeling a religion, I should say, you know, your chaplain though there can ask you with those life's questions. When you might be going through some of these, what's my value now?
Yeah.
Where do I belong? What's the meaning of my loss? What's the meaning of my pain? That, to me, I think people would struggle with that regardless of their religion or faith group, right? And so a chaplain, it kind of helps with those, use big word here, sorry, existential,
yeah.
are questions that people ask, and helping them through that process.
Maybe traumatic events change how you view the world. And talking it out and that existential crisis you may have is so important. And what you said, Chaplain, about building community and being there for each other, we're not powerful because we're all individuals. We're powerful because we do this together. And reaching out, telling your story, and then also being that person who is interested in other people. Some people have difficulty talking, asking how other people are doing, but it's really simple. My job's super simple. I just care about the person in front of me. I listen. And I am curious about them.
I feel like that should be the golden rule for everybody.
Yeah.
Just even be like behavioral health.
Right.
The job scope. Everybody should just care about the people. Our battle buddies, our wingmen, our, I don't know what it is for the Navy, but our just people next to us. You should just care about the people next to you and listen to them and just be like a positive light to them. So
yeah.
I know on our next talking break, we'll discuss a couple of just maybe myths or facts people have about PTSD and. That was Pharrell Williams with Just a Cloud Away. But right now, you're not away. You're listening to AFN the Eagle. And like I said, like all hour, I've had two ID. I've had a 65th med in here. The deputy division chaplain, as well as the behavior health officer, Major Webster, as well as Major Taylor. We're going to now debunk a few behavior health questions that people have, I've heard or, like, have been expressed. So we just want to set the record straight. So, first one's for you, sir. If I'm not religious, I can't go see a chaplain.
Yeah, great question. So I think that a lot of people think, or may think, I should say, if I go to see the chaplain, they might try to convert me. They may try to force their views or their worldview. That is definitely not true. You don't have to be in an organized religion or have a specified faith, per se, to go and see your unit chaplain. Your unit chaplain is there to listen and help you where you are, not where they are.
Right.
And so let's debunk that, as you said. You don't have to be in an organized religion or a faith group. Your chaplain is there to help you. And so I would say go see him or her and give them some trust and let them help you in that process.
Nice. Yeah. Our next question is, my trauma is not bad enough.
Sure. Yeah, I hear this from people, and they took years before they came and talked to us in behavioral health because they felt like their trauma just didn't meet the standard. They're holding themselves to what other people have been through or something like that. And that's not true. We're all individuals and we all experience the world differently. And something that may be traumatic for me might not be traumatic for somebody else. And the key element is how we react to what we've been through. So your trauma is valid. What you've been through is important. And talking to people is how we figure that out and help you through it.
Okay. Now, another question for behavioral health is that I can't talk to people because they won't understand. That's something that, you know, we've heard before. Debunk that one.
If sure, right? Yeah. And to an extent, there's some truth to that. Nobody will ever fully understand what you've been through. Even the people who may have been in the same situation as you won't fully understand how you experienced that. They'll have a better idea than people who weren't there, but to a degree, everybody has their own experience. And I think what's important isn't that nobody will understand me, but can you help us understand? Can you talk to us and help us understand what you're feeling, what you've been through, what it meant to you? And that's where it really becomes important.
There's nothing I can do. I'll just solve it on my own, and you know, like I'll figure it out myself. And I know that's something that a lot of people sometimes say.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on being, you know, strong individuals and being in the Army, Navy, Marines, whoever, you know, is out there listening, or Army Strong Families. Army Strong Families, you know, we can handle it on our own. We don't want to be a burden on anyone. You know, we were made for community, and human beings thrive.
Absolutely.
In community. Sergeant Harris, I happen to be a Christian chaplain, and so even in my theology, there's interpersonal relationship even within the Trinity in my theology. So there's even God exists in relationship. In many of the world's religions, there's relationships, you know, vertically, and there's relationships horizontally. And so we're talking about not being isolated or feeling like I can do it on my own. I would say from a chaplain's perspective is finding that community that helps bring out what's inside of you. The vertical and the horizontal, that horizontal relationship is just so key in understanding. So again, don't suffer in silence. We can handle things on our own, but my recommendation and what I'm going to advise, I'm advice for myself or my children, or my spouse is, Don't do it on your own. Find someone you can talk to. So that would be what I would say, Sergeant.
Yeah, and bring people in. Mm-hmm. Bring people into your community. I mean, this is a population here on Korea. People are constantly cycling through. Who can you bring in to your family here?
Why would you want to do it on your own? You know, like, why would you? Yeah. When you can, something my mom told me is like, yes, you can do it by yourself. Why would you want to?
Right, and I go back to that whole burden thing. That came to me when I was talking about, I think, the myth, I don't want to be a burden on someone, so maybe I'm just going to figure, you know,
yeah.
You're not going to be a burden. I'm not going to be a burden if I come to Major Taylor or to Sergeant Harris and say, hey, this is what's going on. I know I might feel that way, but I just got to know in my heart and my mind
that's
not true.
Yeah, that's
I'm not
going
to be a burden.
Sometimes I say it's not, yeah, you don't want to talk to people. You don't want to share what you've been through, but what you need is to talk to people. You sometimes have to not do what you want, but do what you need.
Yeah.
And we need community.
True. Now, the last point or the last stigma that we sometimes hear a lot is if I talk to someone, I'm not soldier enough or I'm not strong enough. And I think that kind of goes along with doing what you need to do. Like if you don't necessarily want to talk to somebody about this, but it doesn't make you weak. Doesn't make you like not strong enough as a service member.
No, yeah.
I was just going to say, I think we've tried to, in the last few years, tried to debunk kind of, it's okay to seek help. I was in the Army a long time ago when I think maybe it wasn't quite like that. Maybe there was a little more stigma, but from my perspective, 13 years as a chaplain now, it feels like to me, from what I've seen, there is less stigma. Like, no. Okay, maybe you're E7 and above and you're thinking, oh, I can't. No, it's okay. It's okay to go and talk to someone and to get another perspective. So I'll yield the floor to Major Taylor.
Yeah, I want to say something we don't mention a lot about is post-traumatic growth. And so by working through what you've been through, by overcoming kind of the way the trauma has affected you, you develop a new sense of the world. You develop new strengths, and you're stronger for having overcome that adversity. And so in a sense, if you're able to overcome that stigma and talk to people and work through it, then you're going to be stronger as a person. Oh, man.
Like, hop into it. We'll play that one back. Before we do wrap it up, I wanted to make sure that we give out any information where people can get help, or if there's any type of resources or any shout outs to any people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Before I forget, I want to shout out to my beautiful family, my lovely wife, Sarah, my kids, Drake, Boyd, and Rose. Just, I love you guys. It's totally fun having you here in Korea.
Yeah, sorry, Sergeant Harris. My family's back in the States. I don't have anyone to shout out to. But, you know, I mean, for...
You shout out to me.
Yeah, that's right. For,
to the listeners.
You know, see your chaplain, MFLIC, your behavioral health officer, military one source, a battle buddy, a family or friend. Lots of resources around us.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have to take a little bit of a step of saying... I'm not as strong by myself as I can be with other people, and I need to find some strength in the community and with others. Take that step, and it's going to be okay, and get the help that you need, and be stronger. You might have the story. You might have the testimony that something happened inside of you, that growth that Major Taylor talked about, that down the road you're able to communicate that with other soldiers or family members, and they take that same step. You don't know how your testimony, the thing that you went through and getting help is going to help somebody else down the road. So we can't make it just about ourselves. It's what could happen. How could this bless other people in the future?
Sure. Well, thank you guys so much for coming to the studio. Thank you for hanging out with us. We truly do look forward to maybe you guys coming back. I know June is PTSD Awareness Month, but there's always a time to just have our chaplains, have our behavior health officers just come to the studio, debunk some myths and just tell us about the organizations and the resources that you guys have available. So we look forward to having you guys come back.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
No worries. I'm going to give you guys the weather real quick. The weather is brought to you by the 607 Combat Weather.